Sia Elastic Heart, and we are back here, Radio UPF, and we're talking to Tova Heidestrand, anthropologist here in Lund, and we're talking about Russian nationalism and rhetorics regarding sexuality. And when reading about Russian feminism, I found this quote from one of the Orthodox Church Patriarch saying that feminism is dangerous because it destroys the country, because it promotes the pseudo freedom of women. Why do you think it's so dangerous with people who think outside this family box, so to say?
Well, I mean, he's a priest, right? So he belongs to a church.
Yeah.
As they do, usually. And they have a very strictly complementary idea about gender. Women and men should, you know, complement each other, be different, but sort of do different things. And then they perceive the Western ideal about women's freedom as that women are just supposed to do what men are doing, especially bad things like smoking, screwing around, and taking the jobs from men and so. But it's the same in the Catholic Church. So womenhood is valued for, you know, the family issue, taking care of the family and so on, which is supposed to be then the real freedom of women.
But how much power does this church have in Russia?
People aren't religious, really, but people have the church has a strong symbolic force, especially in present-day nationalism, and it has to do with people don't trust the government, people don't trust politics, people have generally a very big thirst for morality, I would say. I mean, they lived through these crazy 1990s with gangsters and criminality. There's corruption everywhere. You don't trust your government. They like Putin because he kind of, you know, creates order instead of chaos. But they hate the entire state administration. And then church is sort of something that quite a few people believe that they can rely on. It's traditional values. I mean, it's values that are perceived to have been for ages and no experiments and so on. It's associated to kindness, to the good stuff. So it has a strong symbolic force, and it's very much associated to Russianness. Being Russian is very much about being Orthodox, that particular variant of Christianity. So in that sense, but the role of the church when it comes to different policies, like, you know, prohibitions against gay propaganda, for instance, is, in my view, quite overestimated. The church normally does not take any controversial steps. They are very much in line with the Kremlin, with Putin. There are subgroups within the church, lobbying groups, like the one I'm looking at, that are much more conservative than even the patriarch. And lately, the church leadership, including Kremlin, have started to listen much more to this rather limited conservative opinion that actually does not really represent any majority.
And what about resistance against this? Is there, like, any big feminist movement trying to argue against?
No. Feminism is generally regarded, you know, to be mad bitches wanting to kill all the men or something like that. You find very, very few explicit feminists. And if they are this kind of quite professionalized people working in the big cities, having jobs in gender centers, probably having relied on Western funding for a long time, a subgroup that actually has never had much contact with most ordinary people.
Thank you so much, Tova Heidestrand, for being with us.